I'm curious how this actually plays out in clinical practice and what you see in terms of when, in these patients on the trial. Of course, it was blinded, but probably you had some idea what was going on.
They were coming back saying, "Doctor, I'm sure I'm taking the drug because I feel
Wow.
like, was blind
Wow.
officially,
Wow.
but
That's
they
amazing.
were, it was really amazing. Anyway,
I was sort of flashing. I remember when I first started to hear stories about ruxolitinib and
yeah.
myelofibrosis, what I was hearing about how it affected people's quality of life. And here, okay, you're getting a sub-Q injection, you're not getting transfusion. It's not exactly like in myelofibrosis where they have this incredible response. But now I'm thinking that from a quality of life point of view, that these people, their lives must change.
That's what we are looking for. If we evaluate during the clinical trial with the transfusion dependent, which is different for the other, the quality of life, initially we don't get much difference because patients transfused in terms of well-being, he was doing well. Of course, there was the, let's say, affecting the quality of life because they had to come to the hospital for blood transfusion, they had to chelate and so on. But in terms of well-being, the differences was not perceived immediately. Now that are starting to be longer on treatment, they also perceive the change of quality of life because they say, "Well, I'm not coming every 3 weeks. I will come every 3 months. I can do what I want. Probably in the future, I will not need any chelation anymore." So it's changing. For the non-transfusion dependent, we already see a significant change in quality of life.
Yeah, that's interesting. So the non-transfusion dependent patients come in and they say they feel better. Do you think it's just the hemoglobin or is it something else?
For sure, for them is the hemoglobin level, because if a patient move from 7 grams of hemoglobin to 9, immediately notice the difference.
Wow.
And the comment they do is, "Oh my God, I didn't realize that I could have been better," because they were used to stay with 7 grams.
Wow.
I just met this morning one of my patients, lovely girl. She was coming out from the outpatient, and I said, "How are you feeling?" She said, "I'm going to gym every day now. I feel
Wow.
so good." So, they really perceive the well-being. It's only hemoglobin. That's what we think, but we will see.